谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thank God, may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天因为下雪的关系路上的交通状况不好。
Due to the snow, the road conditions were not very good.
所以我们聚会的时间往后延半个小时。
And so, we pushed back the start time of service by half an hour.
厨房也特别交代。
And so the kitchen has made special arrangements.
我们中午午餐的时间是十二点半。
And so we will eat lunch today at 12:30.
因为他们要有一段时间准备。
Because they also need some time to prepare.
好，我们现在就来学习道理，互相勉励。
And so now we will learn the word of God for our mutual encouragement.
今天想要跟大家学习约瑟的故事。
And so today we would like to share about the story of Joseph.
有关约瑟的事迹我们弟兄姊妹大家都很了解。
And the story of Joseph is something that many of us are very familiar with.
因为这个故事在圣经里面占相当长的一个篇幅。
And so the story actually spans quite a bit of space in the Bible.
创世纪有五十章。
There are 50 chapters in the book of Genesis.
约瑟的故事占了13章，只有三分之一。
Joseph's story covers 13 chapters, almost a third of the book of Genesis.
这个故事相当美。
And the story is very beautiful.
所以一般的文学家，他们把它认为是最美的短篇的故事。
And so those who study literature, they say that this is one of the most beautiful short stories.
虽然我们对约瑟的遭遇常常有时候不是很了解。
And sometimes we don't have a very clear understanding of the progress of Joseph.
为什么一个敬畏神的人他一再的遭遇到很多的挫折跟困难。
Why is it that Joseph, he was such a good person, and yet he often encountered accusations, wrong accusations and mistakes?
但是我们如果把整个故事看完了，我们会觉得神的计划非常的完美。
And so if we look at the entire story of Joseph, we will see how perfect the will of God is.
所以传道书里面说我们看事情要看它的结局。
And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says you must look at the conclusion to make a judgment on the matter.
事情的结局胜过事情的起头。
That the conclusion of a matter is more important than the beginning.
虽然在人生的过程当中，有时候顺境、逆境交互的出现。
And so,
有时候遇到顺利的环境，有时候遇到不幸的环境。
And so in the course of our lives, sometimes we encounter difficulties and sometimes we encounter smooth periods.
但是我们在看一个人生就是看他的结局。
But when we make a judgment on a person's life, it is to look at their conclusion.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说我们看农夫。
And so the Bible says we should look at a farmer.
他们虽然很辛苦耕种。
And even though they are very, they work very hard and they sow seeds.
但是当他们收成的时候，他们就满心的快乐。
But when they reap the fruit of their labor, they are filled with great joy.
所以我们要看看约伯的遭遇。
And so we see the story of Job.
说我们就知道神是满心慈悲大有怜悯的。
And so we see how loving God is and how merciful He is.
我们看约瑟的故事也是一样。
And the same way when we look at the story of Joseph.
因为神曾经应许亚伯拉罕说。
And because God once promised Abraham.
要让他的祖孙很多得到迦南地。
That he would have numerous descendants who would inhabit the land of Canaan.
但神说这个是要几百年以后才实现。
But this would not be fulfilled until centuries later.
因为他们的祖孙要聚集在别人的地方。
Because his immediate descendants would dwell in another person's land.
然后神再把他们带回来，回到这个迦南地。
And it would be later on that God would bring back these people into the land of Canaan.
所以我们看约瑟的一生当然我们知道说神在他的一生当中来掌握他一生的命运。
And so we see that throughout the course of Joseph's life, God held Joseph's life in his hands.
啊，但是我们更看到啊，神在啊。神掌管了以色列人的命运。
And we see that God also controlled the life of the Israelites.
而且啊，这个关系到整个全人类的救恩。
And this relationship would affect the salvation of the entire world.
我们来看诗篇105篇。
We look at Psalm 105.
诗篇105篇。
Psalm 105.
16节。
Verse 16.
人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。19节。神的话试炼他，直到他所说的应验了。20节。王打发人把他解开，就是助理众民的把他释放。21节。立他做王家之主，掌管他一切所有的。好。所以我们看到这个故事啊，就是非常的传奇啊，啊，非常的美。
And so we see how beautiful the story is.
我们有时候一开始会对这个约瑟的苦难啊，为什么他会有这样的遭遇？
And so sometimes we wonder why did Joseph encounter such pain and suffering?
我想就是约瑟自己本身啊，他都没有办法明白。
And even I believe even at that time Joseph did not fully comprehend.
为什么他得到父亲那么大的爱
？Why is it that he received such great love from his father？
引起了兄弟的他哥哥们的嫉妒
，and that it would incur the jealousy of his brothers。
那虽然神拣选他，神要用他
，and since God chose him, God would use him。
但是我们看到说，却带给这个家庭啊很不平安
，but it would bring much uneasiness and lack of peace to the family。
事实上，耶稣是很爱他哥哥的
，and actually Joseph very much loved his older brothers。
那所以他照父亲的吩咐啊啊，要去看望哥哥们的情形。
And so he obeyed his father in watching after his older brothers.
事实上，他也是经过很辛苦啊，要找他的哥哥们。
And actually, he went through great difficulties to find his older brother.
但是没想到找到他哥哥，他的结果是带来对他自己的苦难。
But he never realized that by finding his brothers, he would encounter difficulties.
啊，差点被杀害。
That he almost lost his life.
我们看到说他是一个敬畏神的人。
We see that he is one who fears God.
啊，但是他却一样一样的痛苦啊，啊，一直加在他的身上。
But suffering upon suffering was added into his life.
他原来是有神一个美好的计划。
But actually God had a very wonderful plan for him.
所以接着耶稣被卖啦，受苦啦，但是后来就成就了拯救他们全家的。
And so in the beginning, Joseph was sold and taken as a slave, but later on, he would be elevated and then he would save all the people.
那这个是耶稣啊，是在苦难当中啊，啊，操练出来的。
And so Joseph, through trials, he was trained.
所以我们看到他有一个非常完美的人格。
And so he has a very good character.
所以他能够成为神所重用的一个器皿。
That he become used as a vessel for God.
所以我们今天呢、啊、就来学习这个约瑟的故事。
And so today we will study the story of Joseph.
早上我们谈约瑟的苦难。
And so this morning we will study about the misery of Joseph.
我们下午要来谈约瑟的昌盛。
And then in the afternoon, we will talk about the triumph of Joseph.
我们来看创世纪三十七章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
到读到第四节。
To verse 4.
创世纪三十七章第二节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2.
说雅各的祭列如下，约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的妾庇拉西帕的儿子们藏在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。第三节。
Verse 3.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的种子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他就给他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。第四节
Verse 4，
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说可慕的话。我们这个看到这个约瑟的童年呢、啊。
And so we see those among people of Joseph.
他是在一个非常辛苦的环境来成长。
Joseph grew up in a very difficult environment.
约瑟的妈妈很早就离世。
Joseph's mother passed away very early.
为着要生弟弟便雅悯，结果在回到伯利恒的路上啊。就难产死掉了。
And for the sake of giving birth to Joseph's younger brother Benjamin, his mother passed away on the way on the road back to Bethlehem.
约瑟的上面有十个哥哥。
And above Joseph, there were 10 older brothers.
还有一个姐姐。
And there was an older sister.
那都是同样的父亲，但是不一样的妈妈。
All the same father, but separate mothers.
那所以这些哥哥们呢、啊，从约瑟小的时候就欺负他。
And so, since Joseph was young, his older brothers bullied him.
这里谈到说，约瑟才十几岁的孩子啊，他就跟着他的哥哥们啊到野地去牧羊。
And so here it says that when Joseph was merely a teenager, he went to be a shepherd with his older brothers.
我们知道这个牧羊工作很辛苦。
We know that being a shepherd is very difficult.
经常都住在野地上。
That they often live in the wilderness.
所以雅各曾经说啊，他为他的舅舅牧羊。
And so Jacob once said that he was a shepherd for his uncle.
白天受尽干热。
That during the day he suffered the heat of the sun.
夜晚受尽寒霜。
And then at night he suffered the cold of the evening.
所以为着要看守羊群，要付出很大的代价。
And for the sake of watching over the flock, he suffered a great deal.
甚至有时候也有一些动物来啊，野兽狮熊来，有时候也会伤害他的羊群。
And so sometimes it'll be animals, bears may come to try to attack the sheep.
那所以牧羊人有时候也要冒险来跟这个野兽奋战。
And so shepherds often have to risk their own lives and put their lives in danger to fight with the animals.
所以牧羊是一种很辛苦的工作。
And so shepherding is actually a very difficult and full of suffering.
那我们看到说耶稣小的时候他就跟他的哥哥一样的牧羊。
And so we see Joseph, he followed in his older brother's footsteps in shepherding.
说我们说啊，有时候年少的时候啊，做点家事啊，护一点工作啊，学习一点工作啊，这对青年的成长是好的。
And so we often say it is good for a young man to bear some responsibilities and help out with chores in the household.
耶利米哀歌里面说啊，少年人负轭就是好的。
And in the book of Lamentations, it says it is good for a young man to bear his yoke.
有的人只是在一个非常温暖舒适的环境长大。
Some people live in a very warm and comfortable environment.
有时候没有办法承担一些不好的遭遇。
That it makes it difficult for them to encounter difficulties.
所以说那个温室里面长的花朵就没有办法经过这个看得起这个风雪的那个吹走。
And so flowers that are grown inside the house often have trouble surviving the wind of the outdoors.
有一次在家庭聚会的时候。
One time during family service.
去到一个弟兄的家。
We went to a brother's house.
他们有一只很大的狗就冬天放在那个后院的地方。
And they had a big dog that they left in the outdoor in the backyard during the winter.
我就问他说你这个狗放在外面冬天不怕冷吗？
And I asked him, aren't you worried that the dog will be cold in the winter outdoors?
他说没有关系，已经习惯了。
And he says it's not a problem. He's already used to it.
因为这只狗都是在外面成长。
Because this dog is raised outdoors.
所以冬天要到的时候，它已经这个毛里面长出很多的细毛。
And so that inside his fur, in the winter time, he grows a thicker fur.
所以冬天虽然很寒冷但是它可以撑过这个冬天。
And so even though it is so cold in the winter, he can survive through the cold.
如果一只狗是养在家里面很温暖的环境。
But if there is a dog that is grown up indoors, it's a warm environment.
但是你到冬天你把它 送出去啊，你把它放到鸭子里面啊，它就会受不了。
But if you let him go in the yard in the winter, then he will not be able to survive.
那所以在那个比较辛苦的环境成长的，它自然啊对这个环境啊啊能够有抵抗力，能够胜过。
Yeah, but those who grow up in tougher environments have a stronger immune system to difficulties.
那所以我们在教养孩子的时候，我们不一定说让他完全一个。无尽的环境当中成长。
And so when we raise children, we should not raise them to be so dependent upon the environment.
孩子在家里给他做一点家事。
That for children to have chores inside the
house. 从小的时候啊，就让他学习参与教会的圣工各样的服事工作。
That while they are still young, teach them that they should be involved with the work of the church.
这个当然是有好处的。
And all of this is very beneficial.
因为一个人能够在小事上忠心啊，在大事上才能够忠心。
Because anyone who is faithful on small matters can be faithful on large matters.
虽然这是小的事情啊。
And even though this is such a small matter,
但是是一个非常好的训练。
But it is a very good way to train them.
所以我们看到约瑟小的时候啊。他就跟着他哥哥牧羊做家事。
So we see Joseph in his young age, he helped to shepherd with his older brothers.
他说这个哥哥啊，嫉妒他，恨他。
And so it talks about the brothers were jealous of him and hated him.
因为约瑟是爸爸年纪很老的时候才生的。
Because Joseph was born in his father's old age.
我们算一算哦，约瑟出生的时候，爸爸已经91岁了。
If we think about it, Joseph was born when his father was 91 years old.
一般年纪大的人啊，如果孩子很多啊，他都会对那个小儿子啊特别疼爱。
For those who have many children, they tend to be more loving towards the youngest child.
另外一个原因啊，约瑟的妈妈是雅各最爱的妻子。
And Joseph's mother was Jacob's most loved wife.
而且这个妻子啊，最早离开世界。
And this wife would depart from the world the
earliest. 所以可能因为这样，爸爸把这个爱啊，就放在这个儿子的身上。
And so because of this, the father would put all his love into the son, Joseph.
另外一个原因呢，这个约瑟跟其他的哥哥们不一样。
Another reason is Joseph was very different from his older brothers.
因为他的品性啊，也是爸爸所爱的。
And then his character, his personality was more beloved by his
father. 这里谈到说啊，约瑟会常常把哥哥们所做的恶事告诉爸爸。
And here it says that he often reported bad reports of his older brothers to his father.
我们看到约瑟啊，心里很正直。
We see that in Joseph's heart, he was very upright.
他是非观念很清楚。
He was very discerning between what was right and
wrong. 他知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
He was very clear on what was right and what was wrong.
所以哥哥常常做恶事。
And often when his brothers did evil things.
他不是不爱哥哥。
It is not that he did not love his brothers.
而是觉得说哥哥这样做是不对的。
But he felt that his brothers were doing wrong.
所以他很正直，他就把这个事情告诉哥爸爸。
And because he was so upright, he would tell his father about these things.
可能爸爸就会去责骂这些啊。做坏事的哥哥们。
And maybe the father would rebuke the older brothers who did evil.
所以他的哥哥啊，当然就很不高兴。
And of course, his older brothers were not happy.
这个小弟弟啊，常常在爸爸的面前讲我们的坏话。
That this younger brother was such a tattletale in front of the father.
所以就开始恨他。
And they started to hate him.
又看到爸爸最爱他。
And then they saw that the father loved him
most. 只有他有彩衣。
And only him had a tunic of many
colors. 所以他们就嫉妒他。
And so they became very jealous.
他说从来不跟他讲这个和睦的话。
And it says that they would not speak peaceably to Joseph.
但事实上啊，耶稣不是不爱他的哥哥。
But it's not that Joseph did not love his older brother.
只是他们的观念不太一样。
But it's just that their perspective was very different.
爸爸叫他说你去找哥哥们啊。That, 他就赶快去找。
When the father asked him to go look for his brothers, he immediately went to look for his brothers.
虽然迷路了，还是一直想办法要找到他的哥哥为止。
And even though he was lost, he still found a way to find his older brothers.
因为爸爸即使还很挂念他的哥哥。
Because the father still very much cared and was concerned for the brother.
所以耶稣啊，知道爸爸的心里，他也很爱他的哥哥们。
And so Joseph knew the heart of the father and also cared for his older brothers.
那我们知道啊，耶稣小的时候做了两个梦。
We know that when Joseph was young, he had two dreams.
啊，借着这两个梦啊。啊，已经把耶稣将来所要成就的事情啊，啊，就启示让他明白。
And these dreams would reveal what Joseph would accomplish in the course of his life.
我们知道这个梦啊，啊，有几种。
And we know that there are several kinds of dreams.
有的人讲说啊，日有所思啊，夜有所梦。你白天有时候工作很忙碌，想很多事情，啊，有时候晚上就会做梦。
Some people say that because you labor so hard in the day and there are many thoughts and concerns that at night you will dream about these.
或者是你遇到一些困难的事情，有时候晚上也会做噩梦。
Even when you encounter difficulties, sometimes at night you will have nightmares about them.
但是有些梦是出于神的。
But there are some dreams that come from God.
这个出于神的梦叫做异梦。
And these dreams that come from God are a revelation.
这个异梦啊，它就有几次，而且会应验。
And these dreams that are revelations, there's an explanation, and then it will be fulfilled.
这个跟一般人的思想的梦啊是不一样的。
And it is very different from everyday people's dreams.
我们看约伯记三十三章。
Look at Job 33.
约伯记三十三章。
Job chapter 33.
从十五节到十八节
，From verses 15 to 18，
说人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象，十六节，
16.
开通他们的耳朵，将当受的教训印在他们的心上，十七节，
17.
好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事情，十八节，
18.
男主人不陷在坑里，不死在刀下。所以有时候神会透过他的话语来警戒人。
Sometimes through dreams, God would speak to a man.
但是神有时候也会透过梦而来启示人。
And also God will make revelations to people through dreams.
说把那个当受的教训要印在人的心里。
And so that the teachings that come to him will be stamped on their and sealed upon their hearts.
让人啊知道不可以为所欲为。
So that they should not turn away from their deeds.
神也叫人啊不可以行骄傲的事情。
And that they should conceal pride from man.
所以这个梦啊，如果出于神的，是要来教导我们，让我们明白神的旨意。
And so these teachings are so that we can understand the will of God and obey.
神也借着梦来让我们了解未来要成就的事情。
And then also through dreams, God will let us know what we need to accomplish in the future.
这个叫做异梦。
And so this is a dream that is a vision.
所以出于神的梦啊，一定有讲解。
And so if there's a dream from God, there will definitely be an explanation.
出于神的梦啊，一定会实现。
And if it is a dream from God, it must be fulfilled.
当然我们不要把所有的梦啊都解释成为异梦。
And so we should not take all dreams that we have and explain them as visions from God.
我们要求神让我们有属灵的智慧啊，能够去分辨。
And so we need spiritual wisdom to be able to discern.
耶稣年少的时候做了两个梦。
And so in his young age, Joseph had two dreams.
他梦见说他跟他的哥哥们在那个田间啊捆禾捆。
And so Joseph dreamt that him and his brothers were binding sheaves in the fields.
那个禾稼像那个稻子麦子收割了以后
the wheat and the tares after they are reaped.
那个主力啊就把它收藏起来
And then they will harvest them.
那个枝子啊就把它捆成捆
And so the sheaves need to be bound.
啊, 有时候是当柴火,
and often it is used for firewood.
啊, 有时候把它烧掉啊, 啊, 在田间当肥料,
and oftentimes it is burned and then it is used as fertilizer in the fields.
啊, 耶稣说这个梦说,
and so Joseph's dream was that when he and his brothers were binding sheaves
啊,
in the field,
捆的禾架通通站起来,
that the sheaves he was binding arose and stood up
upright.
And all the sheaves of his brothers stood all around and bowed down to his sheaf.
他又另外做了一个梦,
and then he had another dream.
梦见说有太阳, 月亮,
he dreamt of the sun and the moon.
还有11颗的星星啊, 都在向着他下拜,
and then that 11 stars, they all bowed down to Joseph.
啊,这个他天真啊, 就把这个梦啊, 就告诉他的哥哥,
and so naively, he told his dreams to his brothers.
啊,哥哥很生气, 难道你真的要做我们的王吗?
And so his brothers were very mad and said, are you trying to be our king?
啊, 更加的恨他,
and so they despised him even more.
耶稣也把这个梦告诉他爸爸,
and then when Joseph told his dream to his father,
爸爸说啊, 你做的这个是什么梦吗?
And he says, what kind of dream is this?
难道我跟你妈妈都要来跪拜你吗?
Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down
啊, 但是爸爸却把这个梦放在心上,
but the father placed this dream in his heart.
所以我们看到说这两个梦是出于神的,
and so we see these two dreams are from God.
因为神已经把这个约瑟整个未来的命运透过这个梦让他了解神的计划这个后来都实现了,
because God has revealed the fate and the future of Joseph's life and allowed it to be revealed to Joseph.
我们刚刚讲说这两个梦不只是关系到约瑟本身的命运, 更关系到整个以色列民族.
And we mentioned before that the dream of Joseph was not only regarding Joseph himself, but it would be regarding all of Israel.
让我们知道人的命运还有
that the will of God and the plan of the nation are all held in God's hand. And then Joseph's father told him that your brothers are feeding the flock in the field. I do not know if they are peaceful or not.
不晓得羊群平安不平安。
And we do not know if the flock are peaceful.
所以我们看到说,爸爸不是不爱他的哥哥们。
And so it's not that the father did not love the older brothers.
虽然他特别爱耶稣,其实这些也是他的儿女。
And so even though he especially loved Joseph, but all of these were his children.
这个父亲对儿女的爱,这是天生的啦。
And so it is very innate and natural for a father to love his all his children.
但是有时候儿女没有办法真正体会父亲的爱。
But oftentimes the children cannot fully comprehend the love
有时候父亲在处理上啊,
of the parents.
有时候父亲在处理上稍微有一点不是很适当, 这个儿女看在眼里啊, 心里就不舒服。
And sometimes the parents may not handle matters very well, but then it would upset the children.
但是这个耶稣也是很 听父亲的话也很爱他的哥哥们,
but Joseph, he listened to his father and he loved his brothers.
所以爸爸叫他去找哥哥啊, 他就赶快准备好啊, 带着东西啊, 就出去了。
And so when his father told him to go watch after his brothers, immediately he packed up and prepared him for his brothers.
他以为说他哥哥是在事件的地方。
Originally, he thought his brothers were in Shechem.
结果他后来走迷了路, 来到那里啊, 看不到哥哥们。
But he got lost. And then when he arrived at Shechem, he did not find his brothers
there.
And so when he could not find them, he got nervous, and someone told him, your brothers had already left. And so he continued his search for them. And then he found his brothers joyfully, he joyfully found his brothers in the land of
Dothan. 遇到那么多困难啊,迷路啦,但是我终于找到哥哥们啦。
I believe that in his heart he was very joyful because originally he got lost and he took the wrong route and then he finally found his brother.
那个时候就看到他来了。
And then his brothers saw him from afar.
他们就想,那个做梦的来了。
And they thought, look, the dreamer is coming.
我们怎样啊,把他杀掉。
How can we kill him?
所以他们计划就是怎么来伤害这个弟弟。
And so they made plans on how they could hurt their younger brother.
啊，这个当耶稣来的时候
，But as Joseph was drawing closer,
他们本来要把他杀害。
Originally, they wanted to kill him.
这个大哥刘便就讲话啦。
But then the oldest brother Reuben spoke.
然后我们把他放在那个坑子里面呢。
And let us throw him in the pit.
一个地洞里面就把他放在那里。
Let us dig a hole in the ground and then hide him in there.
因为刘便想说啊，当大家不注意的时候，我就偷偷把他放着，让他跑回家了。
Because originally, Reuben was thinking that when no one else was paying attention, Reuben would set Joseph free so Joseph could go home.
不过后来看到有一批啊。那个以实玛利的商人来
，and then they saw that there were a company of Ishmaelites that were coming by.
犹大就跟他的兄弟说啊，杀害我们的弟弟啊，流他的血，这样不好了。
And so Judah said that, oh, there's no profit, there's no benefit to killing our younger brother.
不然我们就把他卖掉。
But rather let us sell him.
就跟他商量，商量好，我们就卖20 shekels.
And so they sold him for 20 shekels.
所以耶稣就被卖了。
And so Joseph was sold.
那个时候耶稣苦苦哀求啊。
And at that time, Joseph cried and wailed.
但是啊，我们看到啊，他那一种悲惨的境遇啊，但是没有人理他。
We see that it was so tragic, and yet everyone ignored him.
哥哥们是决定说要把他卖掉了，所以他怎么哀求啊？他们都忍心了啊，就不听。
And so the brothers, they had already made a determination to sell them, so they ignored his cries.
耶稣虽然一直喊爸爸，但是爸爸就听不见了。
And no matter how much Joseph cried out for his father, they could not hear him.
耶稣虽然一直求神帮助他，但是神也没有答应啊。
And no matter how much Joseph cried out to God, God did not answer.
结果耶稣就真的被卖到埃及。
And then Joseph indeed was sold to Egypt.
所以我们看到一个17岁的小孩子啊就被哥哥们这样把他出卖到一个陌生的地方。
And so we see how Joseph, at a young age, he was sold by his brothers into a strange land.
那个时候他的哥哥们就想。
And then his brothers thought about it.
我们怎么对父亲交代？
How do we explain this to our father?
他们就把约瑟那一件彩衣啊，就把它撕破。
And so they ripped open his tunic.
然后杀了一只羊。
And they killed a goat.
把那个衣服啊沾满了羊血。
And then they dipped the tunic in the blood of the goat.
然后带回家给爸爸看。
And then they brought it home to the father.
说你认一认啊，这是不是你儿子的？衣服啊、
And so they asked the father, Do you know whether this is your son's tunic or not?
雅各看了以后啊，就伤心得不得了，没有办法受安慰。
And so Jacob, when he saw it, he was so sorrowful, he could not be comforted.
说这是我儿子耶稣的衣服。
And he says, this is my son's, Joseph's tunic.
所以他说啊，我的儿子被野兽吃掉，被野兽撕碎了。
And so he says that a wild beast has devoured my son, and he has torn him to pieces.
他非常的痛苦啊，没有办法受安慰。
And so he was in such so much sorrow that he could not be comforted.
可能那个时候雅各就在想。
And maybe at that time, Jacob thought
几个跟大哥哥啊，那么多人在一起
that there are so many older brothers around.
我怎么会叫一个最小的十几岁的孩子啊去探望那些哥哥们
How can I find such a young teenager to go look for his older brothers?
这个小孩子的危险不必比他的哥哥们还大吗？
Is not the danger of Joseph much greater than all his other brothers?
也是雅各可能看到那个情形啊，他实在很自责啊。
And so maybe
后悔。
Jacob, he was very regretful and he blamed himself.
他可能觉得自己啊害死了这个弟弟。
And he felt responsible for the loss of his son.
但是我们看到约瑟后来就被卖到埃及。
But later on, we see Joseph was indeed sold to Egypt.
到了这个王的副卫长叫做波提法的家。
And so he was sent to Potiphar's house.
因为他是20块钱被卖的。
Because he was sold for 20 shekels.
所以后来他就在这个波提法的家里面当奴仆。
And so he was a slave in the household of Potiphar.
我们知道当时啊，没有讲什么人权的。
And so at that time, of course, we did not talk about human rights.
当奴仆啊，那个遭遇啊，不是人能够承受的。
And to be a slave is beyond what anyone can bear.
一个十几岁的孩子来到一个举目无亲的地方。
And so to a 17-year-old child went to such an inhumane place.
做人家的奴仆。
As a slave.
但是我们看到说啊，虽然耶稣受苦。
And we see that even though Joseph suffered so great,
但圣经里面说啊，神跟他同在。
The Bible says that the Lord was with Joseph,
结果让他百事顺利。
And that everything he did was successful.
所以神给他聪明智慧，把这个主人家的事情管理得非常好。
And so God gave him intelligence and wisdom to organize and to manage the household of his master well.
所以得到主人的信任啊。
And so he gained the trust of his master.
他把所有家里的事情啊，通通交通他来管理。
And so he entrusted all that he had to Joseph.
耶稣成为波提法家的管家。
And so Joseph was the manager of the household of Potiphar.
他说神也随着耶稣的脚步来祝福他主人的家。
And so God also in the footsteps of Joseph also blessed the household of the master.
所以圣经里面常常说啊，这个因义人。
That the Bible says for the sake of the righteous.
神看重义人。
That God finds favor of the righteous.
神会赐福给义人。
And he will bless the righteous.
神也会赐福给义人周围的人。
And he will also bless those around the righteous.
所以波提法重用耶稣。
And so Potiphar used Joseph.
所以神就祝福给波提法的家。
And so God blessed the household of Potiphar.
说不论是家里的或者是田里所产的，神都大大的赐福给他。
And so regardless of whether in the field or in the house or in the field, God blessed all of it.
所以圣经里面叫我们做基督徒的就是要学习忠心。
And so one of the requirements that God teaches us is that we ought to be
faithful. 我们在服侍人的时候，我们要忠于我们的主人。
And so when we serve others, we need to be faithful to our masters.
我们不只是人家看得见的时候很忠心来服侍他。
And it's not only in the presence of others that we are faithful to.
也不是对那些好的主人你忠心服侍他。
And you should not only be faithful to those who are good.
说你在服侍人的时候，你就要好像服侍主一样。
But rather when you serve man, you ought to serve as if you are serving God.
然后主呢，会借着这个主耶稣会借着这个主人呢，来给你赏赐。
That God will bless you through your master.
这是我们呢基督徒的服侍精神。
And that is the attitude we should have when we serve God.
要学习忠心服侍人。
That we need to be faithful in serving others.
好像在服侍主一样。
As if we are serving God.
你就能够从主那里啊，来得到赏赐。
And then you shall receive blessings from God.
但是我们知道说，一个忠于神的，神所爱的人。
We know that as someone who is chosen and loved by God.
也是魔鬼要试探的对象。
And it's also, we also become a target of Satan.
所以主耶稣曾经对彼得说啊，西门，西门，撒旦想要得到你。
And so Jesus once told Peter that Satan is trying to sift you.
因为他们是很忠心啊，神的仆人。
Because they are faithful servants of God.
但是啊，撒旦就是要得到他。
But Satan wants to gain him.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个撒旦好像那个吼叫的狮子啊，遍地游行。
And so the Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion roaming all over the face of the earth.
他想要寻找那个可吞吃的对象。
He is looking for someone to devour.
耶稣是一个相当好的一个年轻人。
And Joseph was a very good young person, young man.
但是他在波提法的家，虽然对主人那么忠心。
And even though he was so faithful in the household of Potiphar.
但是啊，也在那个试探当中。
But he was also in the midst of temptation.
因为我们知道这个埃及啊，是一个拜偶像的地方。
We know that Egypt is a place where they worship idols.
也是一个非常淫乱的地方。
And it is also a place of great immorality.
所以说埃及地啊，可以预表现在罪恶的世界。
And so we say that Egypt represents the evil world that we live in.
各样的试探引诱非常的多。
It is filled with much great temptation.
这个 主人的太太啊，看到耶稣是一个非常年轻的一个优秀青年。
And the wife of the master saw that Joseph was a very good young man.
啊，说这个耶稣的外表啊，秀雅俊美。
And the Bible records that Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
啊，所以就常常找机会啊，哎要。引诱他来犯罪。
And so the master's wife took every opportunity to tempt him into sin.
所以我们看到有些外在的条件好的。
Sometimes when we see that we have outer characters that are characteristics are very good.
或者是在这个外表啊很清秀的。
Our things that appearances that are very pleasant.
往往会受到更多的试探。
They often face even more temptation.
但是我们看到这个耶稣在试探当中啊。
But we see how Joseph in the midst of temptation.
他会坚守他的信仰原则。
And he would hold on to his integrity and his faith.
他会来抵挡这个试探。
And he would oppose the temptation.
所以没有进到这个试探当中。
And so he would not fall into temptation.
那么这个耶稣的主人的太太啊。
And so the master's wife.
他试探的方法说常常以目送情啊，用眼睛来勾引他。
And the Bible says that the master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph.
要求耶稣跟他同寝。
And she would say to Joseph, lie with me.
天天跟他说，天天跟他要求。
And every day she would make advances and make these requests.
但是耶稣一开始跟他讲。
And in the beginning, Joseph spoke to her.
他说在这个家里面，因为主人看重我。
That in this household, because the master trusts me.
所以他把所有的事情都交代我帮他管理了。
So everything is entrusted into my management.
除了自己吃饭以外，什么事情都不知道。
That other than eating, he does not know anything else in
the house. 但是有一件事情，他没有交给我。
But there is one thing that he has not given back.
Given 就是你。
And it is you.
因为你就是他的妻子。
Because you are his wife.
所以他说，我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神呢？
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以耶稣存着敬畏神的心。
And so Joseph held on to a heart that feared God.
虽然主人的太太可能认为说，没有人看到啊，没人知道啊。
And so maybe the master or his wife felt that no one was around who would see them.
但是耶稣知道，神在天上监察所有的人。
But Joseph knew that God was in heaven watching over everyone.
人所做的任何事情啊，没有神不知道的。
There is not a single thing that we do that escapes the view of God.
所以一个敬畏神的人啊，他想到的是我所做的事情啊，神喜悦吗？
And so those who fear God will often wonder, do I, what I do, does that find favor in the eyes of God?
这是一种大恶，我怎么可以做这种事情来得罪神？
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
虽然主人的太太天天来要求他。
And even though the master's wife spoke to Joseph like this daily.
但是他就坚决地拒绝。
But he did not heed her.
不听他的话。
And did not listen to her.
不随同他的意思。
Did not do what she wanted to.
不跟他在一起。
And would not lie with her.
这是耶稣的做法。就不但跟他在一起逃避。
And so Joseph would, this was Joseph's tactic, he would not be with her.
不会进到那个试探。
So he would not fall into temptation.
但是有一天啊，刚好这个约瑟到了房间里面去拿东西啊，可能去办一点事。
Maybe one day when Joseph went to the room to get something.
主人的太太看到这是一个机会啊。
And then the master's wife saw this was an opportunity.
就抓住他。
And grabbed hold of her.
要跟他一起啊。行淫犯罪
，and to commit immoral deeds.
但是耶稣就把他的衣服让给他，他就逃走了。
But Joseph he left his garment in her hand and fled outside.
因为当时他们穿的衣服就是一块布披在身上。
Because at that time they only wore a piece of cloth on outside.
主人的太太抓住他的衣服。
And then the master's wife held on to his garment, and Joseph departed and fled.
而且这个主人的太太
And so the master's wife,
一方面恼羞成怒了，因为想要 找耶稣来给他犯罪，但是呢，耶稣逃走了。
In her anger that she was constantly rejected by Joseph,
所以他就生气了。
And so she was angered.
他就大叫。
And she started screaming.
结果家里的那些人啊，通通出来了。
And all the men of the house came to them.
结果他说，你看这个希伯来人啊，我主人把这个希伯来人带到家里来。
That my husband brought this Hebrew into our house.
啊，他要来侮辱我。
And he came to mock me.
我一叫啊，他就跑掉了。你看他衣服在我手上。
And I cried out with a loud voice, and so he fled. See, I have his garments here.
啊，那人耶稣啊，他百口莫辩呢。
And so, of course, Joseph was innocent.
Not... 主人回来以后啊，他就被下在监里了。
But when the master returned, he was thrown in prison.
因为啊，他的衣服在。人的手上
because his garments were in the hands
家里的人说、哎、他们都看见了
and all the people of the household said that they saw it
啊，但是事实上啊，耶稣是不要犯罪不要行恶啊，这个啊反而受到诬告
but Joseph actually was the one who rejected her advances but in the end he was wrongly accused
他说我们看到说耶稣是一个敬畏神的人他希望做好每一件事情
Originally, we see that Joseph was a good, faithful person who wanted to do well in all things.
对主人很忠心。
He was faithful to his master.
啊，没有想到被下在监里。
Never thought that he would end up being imprisoned.
啊，当然监里的遭遇啊，跟那个仆人的遭遇啊更辛苦了。
Of course, the treatment of being a prisoner is much worse than being the treatment of a slave.
圣经里面讲到说啊，一个人如果行恶受苦啊。他没有什么可以夸口的地方。
The Bible says that there is no complaining if an evil person suffers for his wrongdoing.
一个人如果要说道理、行善来受苦啊，说在神来看这是可喜悦的。
But if they suffer for the sake of the God, of doing what is right, then this is what God finds favor.
啊，所以神的恩啊会继续在他们的身上。
And so the grace of God continues upon
them. 所以耶稣在个监里面。神跟他同在，让他所做的事情都非常的顺利。
And so, God was with Joseph, and so that Joseph was successful in all that he did in
prison. 所以管监狱的人呢、啊、就很信任他。
And so the prison keeper very trusted him.
所有监狱里面的事情也托他来管理。
And so everything that was under the authority of the prison keeper was given to Joseph.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，虽然。好像不幸的遭遇啊，一件一件啊，临到他的身上。
And we see one after another all the unfair things that come upon Joseph.
但是对一个敬畏神的人来讲。
But to one who fears God.
不管在什么样的遭遇当中，主要神跟他们同在。
And that no matter what the circumstance may be, as long as God is with them.
还是能够得享亨通啊，凡事顺利。
He will also, everything will be smooth for him and be
successful. 所以他虽然在监狱当中啊，但是他能够超越过苦难。
And so even though he was in jail, he was able to overcome the suffering.
反而能够关心别人。
And he was able to show concern for others.
因为他的爱心啊，后来就给他带来了机会。
And then because of his love, it brought him opportunity.
所以我们看到说啊，一个人虽然有一些遭遇越来越不好
And we see that in the course of someone's life It may get worse and worse for them
有时候我们人会怀疑一个爱神的人怎么会这样
And we may question Why does someone who loves God so
难道神真的存在吗
Does God truly exist?
难道神真的公义的神吗
Is God really fair and just?
为什么有这么多、啊、不平的事情
Why are there so many unpeaceful things that happen to this person?
人常常对神的公义神的存在会产生怀疑
And so it often cause people to question and doubt the existence and the plan of God
但是我们知道说忍受苦难的人是有福的
But we know those who endure and are patient to the end will be
blessed 虽然在痛苦的环境当中啊，主要敬畏神
That no matter what the circumstances Even in times of difficulty As long as they fear God
神绝对不会背弃他
That God will not abandon them
反而在这个苦难的环境当中来造就他为着要带领他主向更美的境地
That as long as in the times of difficulty they rely on God, God will continue to guide them and bless them.
Let's
sing hymn 442.
442.
Hymn 442. And we thank God that we may all peacefully come into the chapel to worship God.
我们也求主帮助我们在下午要回去的路上啊，都能够一路平安。
And we ask God that on our return back home that we may have drive home peacefully.
我们也求主能够看顾那些啊没有办法来到教会聚会的弟兄姐妹。
And we also ask God to watch over the brothers and sisters who are unable to come to church today.
尤其有些啊在病痛患难当中的。
Especially those who are encountering illness or physical
illness.
Let us show our love and concern for them by praying for them.
虽然在患难当中啊，有神的同在，让他能够胜过，让他们能够胜过一切的苦难。
Even though in times of difficulties, they may still have the abundance of God that they may be victorious and overcome. As it is written in the book of Psalms,
有些敬畏神的人有时候也会病痛。
Those who worship God sometimes encounter illness.
他们虽然病痛在床啊，说神会亲自为他们铺床。
That even though they are lying in bed due to their illness, it is God who lays out their bed for them.
让神的恩典啊，无论让我们在任何的环境啊，他的慈爱怜悯啊，永远不住息。
That no matter in what circumstance we may be in, that His mercy and His grace will always be with us.
互相代祷。
And so we pray for one another.
让神的恩丰丰富富实现在我们当中。
And so that the grace of God may be among us abundantly.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.